We welcome you inside our studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by a man who knows a little something about playing football down the stretch in December with the playoffs in sight. The great Ike Reese joins us. And Ike, this Philadelphia Eagles football team continues to do it. Five straight wins. What do you think that locker room is like?
Well, I'm pretty sure they're excited right now. I mean, this is the fun time of the year, Dave. This is what all the work in the offseason is about. You know, the training that you do, the extra running that you do, the extra lifting that you do. It's so that you have a chance to play meaningful games in December and January. And the Eagles find themselves right in contention with a lot of the other teams for postseason play. And it's a great feeling. It's a rewarding feeling. You as a player, you feel like all the work that I put in was worth it.
Right.
Because this is what I wanted. This is why we did those things.
Your reaction to being 8-5 compared to what you thought maybe back in August?
Totally shocked. Totally shocked. You know, I had this team winning seven games completely the whole season. And to be at eight wins through week 13, 14 in this season, it's a testament to the head coach. It's a testament to the players buying into the head coach. The organization changing the culture. I mean, you've been here, Dave, the last couple years. Just was not a winning culture. It just didn't have it. It was too much indecisiveness, whatever it may have been. And it's this year, it seemed like these guys enjoy playing for their coach. They enjoy playing with each other. They enjoy coming to work every day. And that type of stuff carries over to the field.
Yeah, the best organizations in sports. Now, everybody goes through a down period. The best ones bounce back quickly.
Yes.
And the Eagles appear to have done that here. A young core. Football team's playing well. Coaching staff has really reached these players. I mean, that's something that I see. The players, as you said, they like playing for the coach. And we see what's happening in Washington.
Yeah.
And we see what's happening in Dallas. It's not like that everywhere else.
No, and you can't take it for granted. I mean, starting from the top, you have to put together the right coaching staff that's going to be able to work together, that's going to be able to relate to today's players. And then you have to go out and get players that want to win, who care about winning, who aren't just here to pick up a paycheck and enjoy what the NFL lifestyle can bring to you. They actually represent something when they put on that jersey. It means something to them. And that's the thing I thought was lacking the most the last couple of years, is that too many people came to work to put the helmet and jersey on, as opposed to looking at it as it's an honor, it's a privilege to wear this midnight green and play with these guys. And that's the big difference. And once the players start realizing that you can wear this midnight green and be an Eagle and be proud of it, they're going to take pride in everything they do, from preparation to studying in the classroom to when you get down by 14, not giving up, not throwing in the towel when it's 12 inches of snow out there.
What are you hearing from the fans on a daily basis on 94 WIP?
Love it, man.
Yeah.
They are loving where they are. They are surprised, just like a lot of us are, at the success so early in the first year under Coach Chip Kelly. But it's a pleasant surprise. You know, this is a green city. You know, it's a very passionate sports fan base, but they love their Eagles, and they won a Super Bowl. And the last couple of years have not been fun to be an Eagles fan. It just has not been. And this year, if nothing else, we've had fun watching this team all year.
What is your view, Ike, of the NFC East race here? Big game on Sunday in Minnesota against a 3-9 and 1 team, and you've been in position before where you got to really – buckle down for these kinds of games.
Yeah, this week is about mental preparation, understanding that you can't overlook any of your opponents. Every game counts, no matter who it is you're playing, especially when you're playing on the road. And I also tell you this, I played on a couple bad teams, unfortunately, in my career. And when you get to this point in the season and you know you're not in the playoffs, all you want to do is spoil everyone else's holidays. So Minnesota will come out ready to play. You asked me about the NFC East. I think the Eagles have been playing the best football in this division for about the last 3 to 4 weeks. When you look at all three phases of their football team, the other three teams in this division can't really boast the same consistency that the Eagles have been able to put up over the last month and a half. And that's a testament to the head coach. He's had injuries. He's had to switch quarterbacks. Had to use all three quarterbacks, as a matter of fact. And you don't typically find a team going through that type of adversity being three games over 500 at this time of the year.
Yeah.
So that's a testament to the head coach.
Last one. When you played, I know you do it now, but when you played, did you scoreboard watch like we all are doing now?
You know what? You have to, at least in your division, because you want to know, you know the teams that are right around you, so you know each game is important. And what you try not to do is let it consume you. it's okay to look at the standings in the paper and say, okay, such and such won. Right. That means we got to go out and take care of our business. But it can't be to the point where it's a negative, where it consumes you and you're worried this team won because, and then now you become tight. You just got to play loose. The Eagles are in a great position. They control their own destiny. They go out there and win their games, they'll be in the playoffs. And you don't have to scoreboard watch then.
That is the plan. I agree. Thanks for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.